And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. A quick mental note before I get started here, and a little food for thought. If it doesn't get in your mind, you won't waste your time. I know it kind of rhymes. If it doesn't get in your mind, you won't waste your time. That should give you some indication about the message today. Again, welcome to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. And the Faith Walk Show airs every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on KBright, 1240 a.m. Would love to have you back week after week after week. If you missed last week's message, got a lot of feedback on that one. So if you missed last week's message, no worries. You can hear it in its entirety by visiting my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Click on messages, select Rising from the Ashes, which was the title of last week's message, Rising from the Ashes. And just to give you a little recap before I get into today's message here, as I mentioned in last week's message, all you have to do is get back up, folks. Yes, keep rising from every ash that broke your heart. Keep rising from every ash that shattered your dreams. Just keep rising. Keep getting back up. Keep standing strong. Dusting off those emotional ashes that ruined your life at one time. Yes, getting back up. Even if it was yesterday, 1 year ago, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, keep rising in the hope and promise of God. Keep rising in love and peace to keep fighting the good fight in life. Now, as I continue on really quick, as I recap here, as Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That was 2 Timothy 4:7. Go back and study that in your spare time. I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And that will set up the focus and title of my message today. Got some exciting scriptures that will minister to your heart and soul. I will be talking about the race set before you today. Yes, the race set before you in terms of running your life, running the God race of life as it relates to perseverance. Rising, folks, from those deep emotional scars that has rotted your confidence in yourself and your ability to think you can win. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, overcoming and winning the race that's set before you. So in saying that, the title of the message today is Running with Endurance. Yep, running with endurance, running with strength, with purpose, durability, resolution, survival, stamina. Again, the title of the message today is Running with Endurance. Scripture of the day states in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, and I'll read it really quick. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great of a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin in which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance to the race that is set before us. Again, scripture of the day, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So, folks, my thoughts on this scripture is this. Run to finish the race set before you. Run to do God's will in your life. Run to survive those spiritual attacks. So, folks, another great scripture I will be talking about mostly today is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, and it says this. Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. So here is the first question of the day to you. Are you running the race with purpose? Are you running the race of your life to win it, win the battle within your flesh, winning the battle within your mind and your actions? Are you doing that, folks? Are you running the race of your life to win it? Because if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, meaning if you can't see the dream before you receive it, then you can't win it. Yes, you have to see it in your mind first and then start out slow again by pacing your walk, then picking it up from a slow walk to jogging to a full-on sprint to win the race in your own life. So again, folks, right off the bat, I ask again, are you running the race of your life to win it? Or are you being defeated by those ashes I talked about in last week's message, allowing those things and situations to burn you beyond repair? Again, 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, do you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. You see, folks, this scripture teaches us to win. Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? So here it is. You got to run in such a way that you obtain it, that you get it, that you see it, that you have faith in it, that you believe and trust in God, that you keep the hope and promise of God. You have to run in such a way that you obtain it. And that run in such a way is this. God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. You want another one? The joy of the Lord is your strength. You want another one? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things shall be added to you. Is that enough to keep you going today? So those who run the race, they all run, but there can only be one winner, one prize. Yes, there can only be one winner and one prize, and that is you. You are the driver behind the wheel of your own life. And if you heard last week's message, you heard me say just that. And if you didn't, again, go to my website and listen to Rising from the Ashes, which was last week's message. Only you can be the driver in the seat of your own life. No one can live your life but you. You have complete control over your actions or lack of. So these scriptures show us how to win and what happens when you don't run to win. Again, 1 Corinthians 9, 24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. So the message here is exactly what it states. Those who run a race all run, but one receives the prize. Everyone is in a race of life, an individual race in your life. And someone or something will win every single time, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. You are still racing down the wire of some finish line. Something or someone is behind your motivation to win something. Money, fame, fortune, marriage, peace, love, hope, promise, faith. There is something, a concurrent move towards something in your life. There is something that causes you to want to win the prize. Again, to connect my point to the scripture here, let me go back to this first scripture I talked about today, and that is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Wow. And now let me go back to 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to connect it all here for you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you obtain it. So here it is. When you run in such a way that you obtain it, you have one thing and one thing only on your mind. And if you don't know what that one thing is, I'll tell you. Those who understand that the only way to win the race is to see yourself running across the finish line? Yes. See the hope and promise of God. See yourself living the life you are fighting for. Not just living in the fear of the unknown, not peeking behind the door of your fears, regret, disappointment, not looking at life out of the peephole in your front door. No. Open the door and run like never before. Run with confidence. Run with a fearless life. Pace yourself, folks, and run like there is no tomorrow. Open the door and have peace about it all. Yeah, open the door and sprint with confidence. Open the door, folks, and have a certainty about you. Open the door and scream to the top of your lungs, I have won the race. Over my depression, I have won. Over my regret, I am the only driver in the seat of my own life. I can fight as hard as I want. Yes. I can run as hard and long as I want. I can win against the storm and tides in my life if I want to. Yes. Does all this make sense today? I hope these scriptures are feeding your soul and spirit today. If you are just tuning into the Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show, welcome. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Running with Endurance. Scripture of the day, 1 Corinthians 9:24. Again, it says this, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Yes, run in such a way, folks, that you obtain it, that you find it, you gain it, you acquire it, you achieve it, you take it, you get it, with the purpose of knowing that you are going to have victory over all these things and situations in your life. Amen. So before I break for a few Faith Walk announcements, let me say this. If you don't expect to win the race, then why hope? Why dream? Because when you run the race in your own life, you have to run to win. Or don't run at all. No, don't run at all. If you can't see the victory, folks, if you can't see the victory lap, then why compete in the race? Why take the time to enter the race? Why pray to God for financial breakthrough? Why hope and dream? Why try? Why wake up in the morning and hope for a better tomorrow? Think about it. Why do you speak life but fail to run to win it? What's the point of entering the race if you can't see yourself winning? So I say to you, get back up, rise from the ashes that left you, and go get your stuff back. Go recover your blessings you left behind many years ago when you felt you wasn't good enough. Go get what belongs to you. Pick up your bed and walk. Again today, I referenced from last week's message, Jesus healed a man of an infirmity for 38 years. After Jesus healed the man, Jesus told the man, pick up your bed and walk. The man that was once crippled was crippled no more. Pick up your life, folks, and walk. Stand and stand and stand some more. So again, this week I say to you, you have to pick yourself up from here. Yes, from the ashes that left you alone in the middle of your heartache, being sad from the past, hurting from something or someone, afraid to try again. Pick up your life and go get your stuff. So I say to that, don't let your mind, as a result, your life live in the parched places in the wilderness. Run, folks. This is kind of funny, but Forrest Gump, what he did was he ran his life. He had victories and some letdowns, but he didn't let anything tell him he could not. Run the race in your own life to win it, not to only exist day by day, worry, oh me, take what comes your way, pick up your bed and walk, because you have to walk before you can run. You have to believe that all things are possible before your faith can carry you to the finish line. Yes, you have to believe that all things are possible by any God means necessary before your faith can carry you to the finish line. Amen? I don't want to stop, but I got to get in these Faith Walks announcements. These scriptures are speaking to my heart today. I hope you are blessed by them as well. I will be right back to conclude today's message.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen. and I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up and donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back to conclude the message here. If you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministries, my name is Susan Rosario. The Faith Walk Show airs every Sunday right here at 1:30 p.m. on KBRIGHT 1240. I hope you will join me next week. If you missed the first part of the show, as always, you can visit my website, faithwalkradio.com, faithwalkradio.com. I encourage you to listen to last week's message, Rising from the Ashes. Got a lot of feedback on that. It blessed a lot of folks. Also, if you missed again the first part of this message, you can also listen to it in its entirety by visiting my website, faithwalkradio.com. The title of the message today is Running with Endurance. Running with endurance, with strength, with purpose, durability, resolution, survival, stamina, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. As Paul said, I press forward towards the mark of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So running towards the upward call, the message here, folks, is to run to win victory in your life, victory over your childhood fears that still mock you and torture you every single day of your life. Victory over those things that have burnt you to the core of your spirit, to the very end of your soul, to where you tell yourself, I am no longer relevant. I'm no longer good enough. I don't look the part. I don't live the part. My life and those opportunities have simply passed me by. And if that is you, let me say this to your heart today. The very second you stop is the very moment you win. So today is the day to stop. Yes, today is the day to stop allowing those lies, those negative thoughts to continue to write your life story. Remember, the Bible tells us to win, not to run to be defeated by your failures, fears, or concerns, but to run the race to win. Again, 1 Corinthians 9:24 says it better than I can. Do you not know that those who run a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Running with endurance, folks, means to first know that you can win the prize and it is yours to lose it. I got to repeat that. Running with endurance means to first know that you can win the prize and it's yours to lose. It's about you and God, not about you and everyone else. And who's better than who? It's about you and God and what he's going to reward you with according to the fruits of your doings and according to your righteous ways. Amen. So to that, I say again, pick up the speed. Pick up your bed and walk. Brace yourself and run the race set before you, folks, to finally sprint across the finish line, fighting for restoration. Yes, fighting for restoration in your finances, your business, your family, your marriage. Can you do that today? Can you run the race and write your life story of victory because you continue to live in the promise and hope of God? Can you do that today? Only you can answer that. And this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. After all is said about your life, the only one running against you is you. Your only competition is you. Either you run to win over your failures, or you walk right into an ambush of unforgettable things that keep you running backwards. You see, your race is against God's clock. You are the driver behind the wheel of your own life. God is able, but are you willing to be successful by any God means necessary? Only you can answer that. After all, you are running against you. Folks, I've had a great time sharing the word of God with you today. I feel sad that I have to go because this scripture has been good to my soul today. I hope it ministered to your heart. Feel free to go to my website anytime, faithwalkradio.com, faithwalkradio.com. Listen to a bunch of messages there. Download them for free. Pass them out to your friends, family. Help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. And saying that, my signature goodbye is this. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in God's be.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario. You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.